Big Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know Ray on I-5 North is. Ray, are you there?
Yes, I am.
And Ray, by any chance, were you tuned into the men's room at 5:40 yesterday to catch the cheat sheet?
Let me put it to you like this. My New Year's resolution was to beat Nate.
I like that. I like where your head's at. Use all your resources.
I got a feeling that he's willing to do whatever it takes, and that's fine. I appreciate that, too.
All right, Steve, get out of here.
All right, bye-bye.
If you are playing along at home, our friend Ray will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
What type of animal is a schnauzer?
That is a dog.
It is. What band released the albums Dark Side of the Moon and The Wall?
Pink Floyd?
Yes. Which Seattle Seahawk was the team's leading touchdown receiver during the regular season?
Steve Largent.
No.
Oh, not that one.
The current season.
Man. Smith. Ninjigma.
Yes, Panther. You got it. In an emergency, what part of the sailor's uniform can be used as a flotation device?
Their pants.
Yes. Which Irish city translates to black pool in Old Irish? Which Hollywood studio's logo is a mountain surrounded by 22 stars?
Say that again, please.
Which Hollywood studio's logo is a mountain surrounded by 22 stars?
Paramount.
Yes. What number is the average IQ set on most standardized tests?
100.
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 correct, Ray.
I was hoping for more.
I know. It's okay, though. Last game, I think, did he tie with 6?
Yeah.
In he struts.
Yes.
With the confidence.
I hope.
Of a loser. Just kidding. Just
wow.
Steve,
go off yourself.
Are you ready?
Hell yeah.
What type of animal is a schnauzer?
A dog.
Yes. Which band released the albums Dark Side of the Moon and
Pink
The
Floyd.
Wall? Yeah. Which Seattle Seahawk was the team's leading touchdown receiver during the regular season?
Oh, that would be Jackson Smith and
Sure
Jigba.
Would be. In an emergency, what part of a sailor's uniform can be used as a flotation device?
Their hat?
No.
Their pants.
Yes. Which Irish city translates to black pool in Old Irish?
Dublin?
Yes. Which Hollywood studio's logo is a mountain surrounded by 22 stars?
Oh, man. MGM?
No.
Warner Brothers?
No.
I could see it. I don't know. Columbia?
No. What number is the average IQ set on most standardized tests?
100.
Yes. Viticulture is the growing and harvesting of what fruit?
Grapes.
Yes. What German composer wrote Symphony No. 9?
Beethoven.
Correct. In which Midwestern state will you find Fort Leavenworth?
Illinois.
No.
Ohio.
No.
North Dakota.
No. Steve, you got 8 correct, and that is a win. 8-6. Sorry, Ray.
Oh, well.
Later in the year, you'll beat him.
Maybe.
Our friend Ray, he did know that the studio's logo that features a mountain surrounded by 22...
Paramount.
It's Paramount.
Yep,
yes, sir.
I need to get away from the pressure to figure it out.
And the Midwestern state where you will find Fort Leavenworth is Kansas.
Kansas.
Yes. Congratulations on a 2026 victory, Steve.
The Daily Mix Show.
One of the most iconic album covers of all time for a rock band not from Seattle is a random picture of a girl from Auburn. And nearly 30 years later, she is sharing the crazy story behind that album cover.
It's a great backstory.
You're going to hear all about it after Red Hot Chili Peppers. I absolutely love a fun factoid. And now I know that the iconic album cover for the Deftones' 1997 record, Around the Fur, was shot in Seattle. And the woman that's featured on the cover is from Auburn.
Insane. And this was like showing up all over like the internet yesterday. I guess there's like I love myself a good YouTube documentary. And it was done one just recently done on this woman being on the cover.
And you watched it?
I did watch. It's like 10 minutes long. It's worth a watch. But if you haven't seen the album cover, Danny, are you familiar with this album cover? It's like one of the coolest album covers. The first thing I learned about it, which I thought was fascinating, was this wasn't like a posed shot. Like, apparently the guy who took the picture, he like does stuff with Jackass and some skateboarding magazines. He was hanging out with the Deftones, and he just thought she looked cool, so he quickly grabbed his camera and took like two pictures, just like candid shots. And then never thought anything of it until the record label's like, hey, that picture that you took of that random girl, we're going to make that the album cover.
How insane.
And it happened here in Seattle, Washington. And so this documentary tracked down the woman. She's a woman from Auburn. I believe her name is Lisa Hughes. And they talked to her, and she just sounds like a really cool chick. And we're talking like nearly 30 years later, and her story is great. And here she is talking about the experience of doing the album cover and just not even realizing anything about the band or that her picture would end up on the cover.
To me, I was kind of oblivious of who they were. I always knew a lot of people around the area. And so I'd always go to after parties after the bar closed down because we never wanted to go home. We're like, let's keep doing it, right?
This sounds like someone that you would hang out with.
I would love to kick it with Lisa.
Let's keep it going.
I happened to be at their, where they were staying at the pool at their hotel, or I guess it was more like an apartment.
So like the Deftones, even though they're not from here, have spent a lot of time here in the Pacific Northwest and have recorded a few of their records. In fact, Around the Fur, the album that we're talking about, was recorded at Stone Gossard from Pearl Jam's studio Litho back in the day.
We're just having fun. My friend and I always made this drink. It was so gross when I think about it. We called it silk panties. It was vodka and peach schnapps.
You had me a vodka, you lost me a peach schnapps.
Vodka and peach schnapps? I mean, that does sound like a 20-something.
Oh, for sure.
Drink.
Just straight jungle juice?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so gross. But that was our drink back then. That drink that's in the photo is silk panties.
Isn't that funny? Like, you look at the picture, I've never really paid much attention. Also, the random feet in the album cover, that's the dude who took the picture.
No way!
Yeah, he's like, those are my feet. And the art director is just like, yeah, if you get rid of the feet, the picture's just not as weird.
Oh, yeah.
That just adds to the weirdness. But yeah, there's the drink.
That's so cool. We're going to have to try that sometime.
Next time we go to a bar, let's get some silk panties.
Oh, my God.
Danny, you in?
Yeah.
But I had some cool opportunities from it, you know, because other people would say, oh, this is a girl on the cover of the Deftones, and we get into clubs because of that. Or I'm Lisa. I'm just this awesome chick from Auburn, and I like to have fun, and there's no groupie action going on here. Just
yeah, apparently she went online and then like saw all these like random like theories that she was like this super groupie, and she's like, I didn't even know the band.
No.
I was just up for a good time to go drink with whoever.
I love her.
Hey, having a kick-ass time, you know? It's pretty cool looking shot, right? Like with the fisheye lens, just looking down. You know, it's got a kind of risque a little bit with my breasts. And people have asked, oh, look, you got a little pimple there. I'm like, who gives a shit? What does that really matter? I'm a human being. I'm not a model. And I could care less, really. That's me. I mean, it's someone having a good time, living their best life in their 20s, right?
And the funny part is she says now that she, her daughter and her friends are always like bringing the record back to like have her sign it for the friends as well. Like, what a cool time capsule.
That is amazing.
And the best part in the documentary, they went back to the place where this jacuzzi was, and it was indoors, which I mean, you look at the album cover, I just assumed it was an outdoor shop.
Sure.
But apparently it was indoors. And then they go to a bar, and what do they get?
Silk panties.
And it's funny, her and like the documentary guy, they're just drinking. She's like, it's not as bad as I remember it being.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I'll give it a try. I'll try anything once.
I would put this in like one of my all-time favorite album covers. And it's cool to hear that the backstory was it wasn't even like a planned shot. And it was just this random chick from Auburn that was just hanging out with them. What would you say if you had to think of like the most iconic album for you? Not just like picking for all of America, but like, what is like your favorite album cover?
For me, it would be, and I know I was talking with you guys off the air about David Bowie this week. It's a big week with his birthday and passing falling in the same week. Well, it's the Aladdin Sane album cover. That's like the classic lightning bolt across the face.
Oh, I've seen so many people get tattoos of
yes.
that. It's a great look.
I was that for Halloween one year. So for me, I would say that that's got to be the one.
Yeah.
What about Do you have Danny? One, Danny?
Of course I do.
Is it Take Off Your Pants and Jacket or Enema of the State?
It's Enema of the State.
Oh, see, hot girls on album covers.
Yeah. It's literally the Nurse. And to this day, I feel like, especially with like the emo, like, you know, revival and whatnot, there's so many people that are cosplaying it now.
Shout out to all the ladies in Halloween that dress
love
up.
You.
And that's a porn star.
Yeah, she was a porn star, and it's so funny I've heard. Too. She's done it.
I read that on the internet.
But like that album, like you didn't even know what Blink 182 was, and you just are walking and you see it and you're like, I gotta buy that album.
You know what other album I put on there? I feel like now we're just doing a Mount Rushmore of hot girls on album covers. Sure. The Godsmack album cover.
Oh yeah, I like
the
her.
Girl with the lip ring.
Yeah, she's got the dark eyeliner. She's very moody.
And they did like a YouTube documentary, or an article about her and just like life after that. And it was pretty, like, she just seemed, it's nice to see that sometimes, like, these people that are on album covers don't turn out to be like
super fans
or just jerks, like the Nirvana kid.
Oh, yeah.
I put the Nirvana Nevermind is probably my number one.
That's a good one.
I mean, that's
one.
Definitely yeah. one, hands down, one of the most iconic albums.
The first
covers.
Time I saw that on cassette, I was like, this. I don't even know what the hell is going on, but I can't wait to listen to this.
But I do think we cracked the code. Like, if you are in a band and you want to put out an iconic album cover, just find a hot lady to grace the cover of your album.
Let's change it in 2026, and we'll just do dudes on, and it'll be me and Steve.
In. Okay, you recreate the Blink 182 one.
In.
I'll recreate the Deftones.
For some local bands.
Yes.
And they're going to love it.
They'll experience what life is like to sell zero records.
The Daily Migs Show.
We hope you can join us for live night, and it's back at Snoqualmie Casino, and the brand new ballroom has just opened up, and they have a hotel there as well. So considering this is on Friday the 13th of February, book yourself a hotel. Make a whole weekend of it.
And if we sell it out, Danny will dress up as the Blink-182 girl, and I'll dress up as the Deftones girl.
Yachty and naughty.
You guys heard it here extra naughty. First. You heard it here first. We performed our entire show live with the help of all sorts of individuals. I mean, there's like dozens and dozens of people behind the scenes. Like, the band will be performing all of the live music.
Yep.
The Foley artist will be doing all of the live sound effects. There will be commercials read live, and all of the screw-ups are also live. There's no safety net whatsoever.
And my favorite part, we all just get to hang out. It's a good party. It's a great time. We're not doing it early in the morning. We're doing it late at night. It's going to be a blast hanging out with all the rockaholics.
Yeah, you don't even have to take the day off of work, but you can go get those tickets while they are available at KISW.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck. And what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere, has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
Yellowbeak in Enumclaw announced that they were closing on January 2nd, even though their social media seemed like it was going to be continuing into 2026.
It's very abrupt.
The building owners are saying that they are planning to reopen in a few months under new management after doing some renovations. And if you have a gift card, they are promising that those will still be honored at that time. But many, of course, have had to share their thoughts and memories about the Yellowbeak on social media. So we've got to go straight to the comments.
So we found a bunch of those comments and figured who better to read it. Have you ever been to the Yellowbeak?
Long time ago.
Same, I think.
Probably at least a decade ago.
I definitely am not helping the cause. I think I found like some audio, and I think it was like from like 17 years ago. Being at the Yellowbeak. I don't know if I've been there since.
It's a legendary spot.
Especially in Enumclaw. And it was a place that people enjoyed listening to country music. Mm-hmm. So I figured, well, we should probably have a true icon in the country music world read these comments.
Willie Nelson.
No, Willie Nelson was not available.
Garth Brooks.
Garth Brooks was not available. Think bigger.
Dolly Parton.
Not Dolly Parton.
Who is bigger than Dolly Parton?
Think the biggest country music artist. It's a female as well.
Oh. Well, are you saying Taylor Swift is country?
No.
Okay.
No, bigger than that.
What?
Yes. The greatest country music artist of all time.
I can't tell if you're being serious or not. Are you going to say Carrie Underwood?
No.
Oh.
Beyonce.
Oh, my God.
So we have Robot Beyonce, the greatest country music of all time.
Cowboy Carter.
Room.
I'm like, what are we missing here?
Bigger than Dolly. Bigger than Willie. All of them, just one name needed.
Bigger
Beyonce.
Than Willie.
Okay. When are you going to grow up?
I'm a child.
And I love that about you. All right, here's the first comment about the Yellow Bee closing.
I met my wife there. We had sex in the bathroom the first night we met.
That's a very fond memory
that
of the Yellow Bee.
So romantic.
That beats the time that somebody offered me their prostitutes. There, some guy was like as a pimp, and he didn't offer them for free, just a discount.
What a wonderful gathering place.
Yeah, it was a good discount, just not enough for me to take the offer. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, no more bingo.
Now that is a bad thing.
They had bingo there?
I did not know that until my... I know they had like a horseshoe in the back, which was always funny because the horseshoe thing was kind of close to the back door. So you'd open up the door and almost get hit by a horseshoe.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Bingo's safer for sure.
Way safer.
That's so sad. That was the first bar I ever snuck into as a minor.
We all remember that one bar.
What was it for you?
Ooh, I think mine was the... It was called... Oh my God, I'm not even remembering the name of it. It was called My Office.
My Office.
My Office. Or The Office.
The
yes.
Office.
In Pullman.
Mine? It's high school. The Crazy Country Club.
Was it crazy?
It kind of was, yeah. Somebody was working on a documentary. I don't think they ever finished it, but it was just... It was when my band in high school, we all got to play there, so they kind of looked the other way when the high school bands were playing. So we were,
nice.
Yeah, it was pretty odd. Andrew Dice Clay once performed there.
Wow.
It's the only claim to fame that place had. That's why it's no longer open. Danny, you remember the first place you snuck into?
The launch pad, but it was because we were playing a show there. So they had to sneak me in. We played the show, and then they kicked us off stage and made us leave.
Yeah.
Haven't we been through Anu and Enem Claw? First the horse sex guy, and now this.
I know, the tragedies keep hitting.
They can't take another.
I once...
It does suck that Enem Claw will forever be known as the... Was it Ken Pinion, the Boeing guy?
You just can't recover from that, I don't think.
No, and if you don't know what we're talking about, I don't even recommend that you look it up.
No.
I once passed out in the bathroom there. That was the last time I drank. R.I.P. Yellowbeak.
See, Yellowbeak did good for people.
Yeah, helping them get on the right path.
Yellowbeak is the only place I've ever seen a cowboy hat, a wedding dress, and a Seahawks jersey in the same bar.
Well, that sounds like a party.
It is my kind of place, honestly.
They needed to have that on the sign outside.
Yes.
I hooked up with so many dudes at the Yellowbeak. Sad.
Well, is it sad that it's closing, or is it sad that you hooked up with so many dudes?
I think maybe she's sad that her little, you know, pool is gone.
Well, I'm glad she found Jay-Z.
For sure.
Yeah.
I had crunchy brisket there once. Brisket shouldn't be crunchy. Nasty. Plus, my bitch of an ex-wife loved going there. She's nastier than the brisket, and that's saying a lot.
I think your wife sounds awesome.
And crunchy.
The Daily Mix Show. The
Daily Mix Show.
I know there's snow in the forecast for a lot of this area, so great time to be talking about the new KISW Rock beanie that will keep your bald head warm in the cold, Steve.
Why
Riggs?
Are you looking at me when you say bald head warm?
Well, I mean, try it on. I feel like you would really like it. All Let's right, see. Here we go. Well, yep. Let's see how Steve
And also,
looks.
I guess it's snowing in Bellingham?
It is. I talked to my husband this morning. It's snowing in Bellingham. Dude, you're going to be so warm today, Steve.
Look at me.
These are available in the Rock Shop exclusively at KISW.com while supplies last.
Brings your stud level, too. 3 out of 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, buddy.
As you wake up and get started on the morning, getting ready to get out there into the real world, you might want a couple little nuggets from the world of pop culture to take with you. And that is why we're going to tell you what's trending.
Trending on the Daily Mix Show.
Actor Mickey Rourke is denying having any role at all in this GoFundMe campaign that's circulating and has raised over $100,000 so far to prevent his eviction. So he addressed all of this in an Instagram video that he posted on Monday night.
This is Mickey Rourke. And something's come up that I'm really frustrated, confused, and...
What's going on with his dogs in the background? Maybe you should feed them.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Yeah, go get a GoFundMe to get enough money so you can feed your dogs.
I don't understand. Somebody set up some kind of foundation or fund for me.
I love when old people try and talk about things
that
are somewhat meant for, I guess, yeah, how old is he? Like in his 60s?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, GoFundMe's probably not on his radar, but I like how he's like, he started a foundation for me.
Foundation or fund for me.
He's 73.
And to donate money, like in a charity. And that's not me, okay? I'd rather if I needed money, I wouldn't ask for no charity. I'd rather stick a gun up my and pull the trigger.
Whoa.
I think I'd rather start a charity, to be honest with you, than put a gun in a certain body part that you usually sit on. Wow. It's rather aggressive.
It is.
I don't like that visual.
No, speaking of visuals, have you seen recent pictures of him?
Is it okay? I think that's why
like these rumors are starting that he's like kind of down and out and he's like struggling to pay his home mortgage and he's gonna get evicted or rent.
Yeah. He's looking a little disheveled.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, he just looks different without like long hair.
Yeah.
And like super tan. Like he just looks old.
He does look old.
Yeah. Hey, what's going on in the world of theme parks? Yesterday, what was it, a couple of days ago, we talked about the Indiana Jones performance at Disney where the big boulder that's like 400 pounds hit one of the employees that had to go to the hospital. And now there's a story about a fight that broke out in line for the Indiana Jones ride at Disneyland after one group tried to cut in line. You can't cut in line at Disney.
Oh, no. They will have your head.
You think about some people are just waiting in the heat for like 90 minutes. If somebody cut in front of you, that's grounds for war.
We're going fisticuffs.
And that is the longest line at Disney. The Indiana Jones, it's so bad. And like we've seen some unspeakable things in that line.
Oh, like people going to the bathroom?
Oh, yeah. Little kids, a lot of times, they just don't want to get out of line. So the kid parents are just like, just pee right in line. And we're like, what are you doing?
Oh, no. But there is nothing worse than leaving the line to go to the bathroom. Like, my wife will do that. She's like, I'm going to go to the bathroom. I'm like, don't leave me. Like, because I don't know where I'm going to be when you get back. And then, like, all of a sudden, like, she's trying to find me in a sea of people. And then you're like, then you're cutting people in line, even though, like, you were already in line, but you had to go to the bathroom.
Oh.
And people are getting all weird about it.
Yeah, save it for the ride.
Yeah. Like, the rest of it. Put it in the person next to you's cup when they're not looking.
Ew.
Dude, that ride is my favorite ride at Disney.
Is it?
I love that ride. Dude, there was one time, I think why I love it is one time I did go, and it was, I think it might have been like soon after everyone went back to school, so it wasn't that busy. It wasn't empty, but it wasn't that busy where I was able to get on the ride, get off the ride, and get right back on the ride again pretty much.
Those are always the best.
I know.
I will say the one time that I got to, the ride broke down, and they had to walk us out with all the lights on, so you kind of got to see it like in slow motion with all the lights. It was like the coolest experience.
Fun.
Wait, I guess police are trying to find this person who got into the fight.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Snoop Dogg is just a treasure, isn't he? He stepped back into the
commentary
booth.
Did you see his halftime performance on Christmas Day? That was awesome. Nothing better than watching that, and I'm watching that with my mom and my mom-in-law, and my mother-in-law and my grandma-in-law. And it was just hilarious. I'm like, I'm just chilling watching Snoop with the ladies.
He transcends generations, Steve.
He really does. And it was great.
And he was in the commenter's booth for the second half of Monday's Warriors-Clippers game and was narrating an ejection that happened in the fourth quarter.
Oh, look at Steve Kerr. He's all the way out here.
Uh-oh, Steve, don't get thrown out. Get him out of there. Get him out of there. Back him up. Back him up, GP. Back him up, Steve. Ready to fire on him.
He's already gone.
Steve banging Inglewood right now. Inglewood, get him, Steve. You and Inglewood, Steve. The Arizona Wildcat that came out and look at him.
I want that for every sporting event. I really do.
I've seen him do play-by-play for the Olympics.
Oh.
He's done commentary for hockey. I've seen him do commentary for wrestling, now basketball, and he's always hitting a home run.
I love that guy.
He's so great on commentary. Speaking of words, though, I guess commentary is words, so that's a weird transition. But anyways, Lake Superior State University just released their annual list of banished words for 2026. These are words that we can no longer use, everybody. And what do you think was number one?
Skibbity.
Close.
6-7, 6-7, 6-7.
That's my daughter doing it, but yes, she still thinks it's hilarious.
Oh, so does mine.
Yeah, she thinks it's so funny whenever I say anything that has 6 and 7 in it. But that is the number one word, I guess, or term that needs to be banished.
I agree.
Oh, then it's followed by demure, which was like another social media trend. Cooked, and not talking about like I just cooked you a meal.
No.
Lily, I have never used it in the slang fashion.
Lily says that all the time. Oh, it's both positive and negative. It's like, oh, I got cooked today, which is a bad thing. But then she'd be like, oh, I cooked at softball, which is a good thing.
Oh, God.
I don't understand it.
I do have to say, yesterday might have been one of the greatest moments. I wish I was like recording this. As we got home from dance class, Sid was kind of playing with Tatum in the backseat, not opening the door. And Tatum just goes, Mom, let me out, bro. I was like, did you just bro your mom? And Sid's like, you cannot bro me. I'm like, bro her all you want.
Yeah.
Throw down.
Awesome. The Daily Migs Show.
Like, where did you learn that? Like, YouTube, probably.
Do you think you could beat Steve Migs, bro?
Bro.
He is currently 4 wins, 2 losses, and 2 ties on the year, so call 206-803-ROCK if you think that you can beat Migs at 850.